The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to Jesus and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." This is the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Unbelief is the root of all sin. If you really and truly believe the gospel, you wouldn't do the sinful things that you do. Really? Would you run out and commit your favorite sin if you truly understood that Jesus had to die for that sin? Would you be so quick to gossip about those around you? Would you hurt or harm your neighbor? Would you deny the gospel? Would you be hateful toward those that you love if you truly believed that Jesus died for you? Would you hate the fact that you don't have enough or that God hasn't been fair with you if you remembered that Almighty God has given you all things, even life everlasting and heaven itself in Christ? Because even your prayers are filled with unbelief. You don't approach God as people who know that because of the cross, God the Father has only good to give you all the time, that he is your father, and that you are his children. No, more often than not, you approach prayer in a cause and effect sort of way. If I pray, then I'll get what I want. If I do this, then God will do that. And then if he doesn't do it, it's his fault for not paying attention. That's not the way of faith. That's the way of works. That's the way of pushing yourself to the front of the line to try and get God's attention. But you already have God's attention. Of all of the planets, in all of the galaxies, in all of the universe, he made this one specifically for you. He filled it with all sorts of good things for you. He even made the sun and the moon and the stars for you. And then he got his hands down in the dirt, formed you from it, and breathed into you the breath of life, all the while knowing what the future held, knowing what the Christ would have to go through to fix his creation after sin ruined it. And if you've got any doubts about that, consider Jesus. God the Father gave up his Son on his cross for you. That's how God behaves towards you. You have the attention of Almighty God, not because of you, but because he has given up his Son in your place. Which brings us to the unbelief behind the Father's question. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. I mean, the man is desperate. He needs a miracle. And to his credit, he did everything he was supposed to do. He had taken his Son to Jesus' disciples. Jesus works through his men. He baptizes and he teaches through them. When they do something, he is the one ultimately doing it. But they couldn't handle the boy who'd been possessed since childhood. It's a nasty demon, too. Throws him down, makes him foam at the mouth. That demon puts this boy through hell. And when Jesus hears what's going on with the disciples and with the crowd, he seems amazed at their unbelief and frustrated. O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? They brought the boy to him, and when the Spirit saw him, it convulsed the boy. He fell to the ground, rolled about, foaming at the mouth. This is how much the devil hates you. He will gladly toss you into the fire or into water to destroy you. He will do whatever he can to get your ears off of the words and the promises of Christ. And then there's the unbelief. If you are able to do anything, if you are able, of course he's able. He is the Lord God. Of course he is filled with compassion. That's how God behaves towards sinners. He is filled with compassion. All things are possible for one who believes. Ouch. There's a statement of condemnation. If they believed, the devil would already be out. The problem isn't Jesus. The problem's you. The Father cries out, almost in anguish, I believe. Help my unbelief. It isn't about the man. It isn't about his faith or his lack of it. Jesus isn't trying to get the Father's faith level higher than his unbelief level. This isn't about Jesus trying to get the guy to believe in him. This is about Jesus. What kind of God is he? Is he filled with compassion? Does he help? Does he save? What kind of God do you have? Do you have a God who deals with you by what you do? Are you saved by doing the right things and praying the right prayers at the right time? Do you have a God who is apathetic towards you, letting this happen to you or not happen to you on a whim? When you get sick, does God love you less? When things are going your way, does God love you more? Does everything depend on you? Even how much you believe or don't believe? Or do you have a Heavenly Father who loves you in the giving up of His Son? Do you have a God who cares for you that much? Yes, that's the God that you have. You have the God who not only did what he commanded you to do in your place, but he suffered the punishment for when you haven't done what he commanded you to do. You have a God whose compassion for you extends to the point of his going through the hell that those who don't believe in him deserve. The cross of Jesus Christ proclaims that compassion. And your baptism in those waters puts that compassion on you. The forgiveness that you hear from the Lord's servant delivers that compassion. The body and the blood of Christ given for you puts that compassion into your mouth. Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Take your cue from the boy. Jesus doesn't talk about the faith of the father. He doesn't give him bonus points or refer to some good things that he had done in the past. Jesus saves the boy. And he saves you in the same way, by killing and making alive. Because you died with Jesus in your baptism. All of you, your unbelief and your despair and all the times that you wonder if God can or can't do something, you died at the font. You were buried with Christ. And just as he reached down and raised the boy up, you have been raised in Christ. Now your life is in Christ. Each and every day spent repenting of your sin and rising again to new life. So repent of your unbelief. Unbelief is the last thing that you hide behind to avoid God's gaze. I mean, we'll confess all of our sins to God. But unbelief is a bit much. I mean, if you don't believe, if you doubt, will God even save you? What kind of God is he? He is the God who died for sinners, even for those who don't believe in him as they should. He is the God who has compassion, even on the likes of you and me. In a large catechism, Dr. Luther teaches that in the first commandment, we are to believe not only in God, but that God has only good planned for us. And he really does, in Christ. Every gift he gives, everything he makes, every time something good happens to you, and even when things don't go as planned, every single thing that happens to you happens in the context of the Father sending his Son for you. So when evil comes, he makes it good. He redeems it. Sickness and health, job, joblessness, wealth, poverty. And when the day comes that your body can't be fixed by the doctor, then you will know for sure how full of compassion God the Father is. Because he really does make all things new for you. Is Almighty God that good and that full of compassion, even for an unbeliever like you and me? In Christ, he is, and more. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.